Hello, everybody out there in radio land. Today, let's talk about barbecue. Hey, Rudy, you with us over there?
Hey, I sure am. How's it going?
Oh, it's good. You know, I love me some barbecue.
Oh yeah, so do I, man. What's your favorite barbecue restaurant?
I like ribs, hamburgers. I like ribeyes. I'll do chicken if I have to.
Man, I would have to say getting my food smoked is the best way I like it.
Slow smoked? Here's the real question. Natural gas or charcoal?
It's got to be all out charcoal. Or if I'm actually smoking it, it's got to be wood.
What kind of wood do you like?
Oh, man, cherry wood is my favorite. Cherry or pecan?
They say the fruit trees give you the sweeter meat. I don't know. I like that, too. You know, God really liked barbecue, too. You know, back in the Old Testament, they were always given meat sacrifices to God, and I think it was like 27 times he talked about he loved the sweet aroma of the meat and the sacrifice. And man, there's nothing better than the smell of good juicy steak on a barbecue grill.
Oh yeah, or just even the smell of somebody smoking. You know, that is one of the greatest smells ever.
I don't know how, but my next door neighbor, his barbecue always smells better than mine. I don't know how that is, but it always is.
Oh man, let me tell you. I think the favorite place that I have found here in the area is Roscoe's down in Burleson. That is a really good barbecue restaurant.
Oh man, you've never had Records Barbecue and down. It's in the pretty rough part of Dallas on Lancaster. Dude, it's the best barbecue you'll ever eat.
Really? I've never had it. I've never tried it.
It's called Records Barbecue. It's open until like 4 in the morning. And, man, they got a deal called breaks. Do you know what breaks are? So they're like the end pieces on the ribs, the end pieces on the brisket. And every once in a while they'll put buy one, get one free breaks on. We don't get to go there much because it's kind of far. But my kids, if we're anywhere in Dallas, they go, hey, are we anywhere near Records? And we got to go over there.
Oh, man. Sounds like a good place to try.
Oh, yeah, we need to go over there sometime. But we need to have our own barbecue. You know, back in the day, Jesus, he was always going to parties. He was the main guest at a party, you know. Everybody's like, hey, Jesus is coming to my house. Let's cook. Hey, Jesus is coming to our place. And thousands of people would go and see him. And us guys, we really need to do that more often. We need to be having some parties, and we need to be inviting Jesus to some parties. And
yes.
I even think of Herod. You know, when Jesus was put in front of Herod, Herod was having a party at that time. And the main thing he wanted Jesus to do was do a miracle in front of him, because everybody in the whole land had heard of Jesus doing miracles at their house, at their parties. And, you know, Herod was an evil man, but he was like, hey, will you do a miracle here at my party? And he's like, nah, I'm not doing anything here. This is a show, you know.
Yeah, he's trying to get him to perform, not to actually do a miracle. All right, man. Well, hey, I do have to say, though, that one of the things that makes a good barbecue a better barbecue is a barbecue sauce.
Man, up north, they say, in a lot of places, say, you know, if you need barbecue sauce, you don't know how to barbecue.
Well, I mean, that's a different thing. Steaks are totally different. If you're smoking a really good steak, it should not need any kind of barbecue sauce whatsoever.
Well, a lot of people say if you got ribs and you know how to put your rub on, why do you need sauce?
That is true. That is true. Hey, Lance, one thing we got to start doing as men, though, we have to start praying together. So let's open up our time this week in prayer.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Lord, we ask that you would bless this time we have. We ask that you would bless every man that is listening. We ask that you would let their eyes open up and their ears open up to your word. Lord, we ask that you would also help us throughout this week. Bless us and be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Lord. Well, you know, Rudy, you brought up a topic here. And, you know, we got a few people out here in the audience. I'm going to go poll them and ask them, sauce or no sauce? That is the question.
Ooh,
so,
need some barbecue.
Hey, ladies, this is Lance. We're on a live radio show here, and I'm going to put you on speaker. I got a question for you. Sauce or no sauce? That is the question.
See, on barbecue.
Does all barbecues have to have sauce or not?
Yes, it has to. Why can't we do both? Sauce and no sauce. Have both.
Which is better, with sauce or without sauce? So if you've got some ribs that you slow cooked all night with a rub on it, and that rub is so good.
You've got to have the sauce, yeah.
Man, I don't know what barbecue is, do you?
Yes, we got to have the sauce.
Sauce? Rudy, you're winning. I'm going to have to leave this place and go find some no-sauce people.
No, then it's going to be dry.
That's going to be the barbecue.
A good barbecue needs some... A small little pinch of sauce, at least some good sauce to add a little flavor.
And do you got...
it will really, really melt in your mouth. Woo! Yes.
Do you ladies like smoked, natural gas, or charcoal?
Smoked.
I'm
so glad they weren't here last week. Could you imagine if they found out what we were talking about last week?
Oh, yeah. Last week, Toxic was cut. She's subject.
Oh, man. But if they knew what we knew, you know, we'd all, I mean, let's just not go there today. So
yeah.
I've got some pretty neat people here. This is Lisa the Dream King. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
Laura Kelly. Hola, hola.
The Victorious Warriors.
Oh, hey, Victorious Warriors. That's what my name stands for. Laura Kelly, Victoria Warriors. Hola, hola.
And I'm Vicky Boyle. Amen. Looking forward to it.
All right. Y'all have any stories about barbecues?
I do. That's when I received salvation in this church. They were offering food, and I did not want to come to church because I didn't think I was good enough for God because I had struggles back then. I was addicted to drugs. But they mentioned the word food. Barbecue, and woohoo! I came for that, not knowing that God was getting ready to deliver me, heal me spiritually and physically.
Wow, that's pretty
Amen.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you, lady.
Hey,
Hey,
just because we have we're a church doesn't mean we can't barbecue and have a good time and have fun.
Yes, we do.
Well, I mean, Jesus did it. Jesus was going to people's houses, and he was eating with the people, and he was doing miracles with them, and everybody came together. You know, Jesus walked into town, and everybody said, hey, Jesus, come to my house. Come to my house. Come here. Come there.
That's right.
And we need to start having parties like that and saying, Jesus, come to my house. Let's go out. Jesus, come to my house.
Yeah.
Everybody gets together, cooks up some good barbecue.
Yes. The key here is we need to go out and find those that don't know who he is, just like Laura Kelly is, or how she was. You know, we need to go out and find those that are lost and seeking, that need something from God, just like serving barbecue. You know, everybody loves to eat. They need to eat. So that's what we need to do with barbecue.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, Jesus knew how to cook some fish, too. We might need to do a fish fry.
Woo! Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. So, everybody out there, get ready.
Thank you, ladies. Even though you chose the wrong side, y'all should have no side.
Oh, come on, man.
Why can we
have
both? I want to
pick
everybody.
So, hey, one thing we need to look at doing is definitely setting those two events up, getting some barbecue going or maybe even a fish fry. You've got to find out and get with our church here, which is City Chapel Church, and see when we can do a good barbecue or fish fry.
Oh, man, that sounds good. I think we need to do it. You know what? I think Father's Day would be a good day to do that.
Oh, man, we got to see what's going on. Maybe we could get with them and get the radio station out there after church on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, we could do some interviews and ask people why they, you know, why their dad's the best. And, yeah, we need to set that up. So looks like we're going to have a radio show on Father's Day and have some barbecue. So everybody out there in the audience, give us a call here. Our phone number here is 516-590-0952. And just call here and let us know, what do you think, sauce or no sauce, propane or charcoal?
Or wood. Can't forget the wood. Can't forget the smoking wood.
Hang on, Rudy. We got a call coming in here. Hang on. Hang on one second. I got to hit that button and get him in here. Hello?
Who's on? Yes?
This is Barbecue Bob. Barbecue Bob calling in for you.
Yes, Barbecue Bob.
I'm Barbecue Bob and Radio Bob. You know what we're doing? We're doing a radio show with barbecue. I love that. I love that.
What is that? So what's your favorite kind of charcoal or propane or wood to – what is your preferred way of smoking?
I'll smoke anything. Yeah.
But
I'll cook it with fence panels if I have to. I'll barbecue anything. If it's food, I can barbecue it. I can do it with oak, I can do cherry, I can do peach, I can do pear trees, I can do pecan trees. Heck, I can do a cedar fence post. Let me know what time I got to be there at the church on Father's Day, and we're going to have a barbecue cook-off and see who knows what they're doing and who doesn't.
We will have to see what we can do, Bob. Hey, one other question for you is, do you prefer to have your barbecue with sauce or no sauce?
If you know what you're doing, you don't have to have the sauce. But if you don't know what you're doing, the sauce tastes good too. So I say go both. Some people like the sauce because they like sweet stuff. Some people, try it with sauce, try it without sauce. See which one you like the best. But, people out there that don't know how to make sauce either. Have a good sauce. You got to have a good barbecue. The sauce has got to complement the barbecue. And, I mean,
It almost sounds like we need to do ourselves a men's barbecue cook-off with some ribs or something else like that.
Oh, Rudy, man, I'm all over that. Radio Bob, or is this Barbecue Bob? I'm Radio Bob and Barbecue Bob. I do them all at the same time. I can do the radio show and cook and flip the burger and do it all at the same time. I even chop my own wood. I'm Wood Chopper Bob, too.
All right. Well, Bob, maybe
I'll see y'all. Thank you for letting me in.
All right. You have a good one.
All right. Yeah, that Radio Bob does it all.
He does it all.
My gosh. He does it all, Radio Bob. I'm telling you. Man, if we got him here cooking and smoking and saucing and all that stuff, it's going to be a fun time.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, one thing we have to do, though, is if you guys are here at our church, you guys need to go look at our new awning that is going up. From everybody that has helped sponsor the awning in going over our children's ministry area, you guys need to look at that. It's going up awesome. It looks great.
Yeah, I just saw them out there, and man, it's an aluminum awning, and I was really paying attention to the welds. I don't know if you've ever welded aluminum, but it is a hard thing to do, and man, it looks sharp. It's going to be a great thing. I was just actually out there thinking, man, we could have a nice picnic and barbecue underneath this thing right here.
Oh yeah, that would be a great area too. Well, man, I have to say that the best thing I like about barbecuing is the smell and getting the people around and just enjoying each other's company.
Yep. And, you know, Numbers 28:27 says, present a burnt offering of two young bulls, one ram, and seven male lambs a year old, as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. So, like I was saying before, God really likes barbecuing too. I mean, he likes the aroma. It's pleasing to him. And I think it's pleasing to us too. And not necessarily just cooking, but all the guys standing around the barbecue talking, you know.
Yeah.
It gives us an opportunity to witness and give God's word to other guys too. And that's something that we need to be doing.
Oh, yeah. On a daily basis, if we're not.
And, you know, one of Jesus' first miracles he ever did was at a party. It was at a wedding party, and he turned, you know, water into wine. So I don't know where Christians got the idea that we need to be, you know, just here at church and not going out and doing things with other people. But I really believe that we need to be out there. We need to have parties. We need to invite people.
Well, man, if you follow Jesus' ministry, that's what he did. That's who he went to. He went to the people that were not in the church. You know, the Word of God, it tells us that he came for those that are lost and not saved.
Right. He was fighting the church leaders at the time. And, you know, if we're not out there having a good time and having barbecues and doing things with people, people find other people that will. And a lot of times those people aren't saved and they're not Christians. I think we need to be doing more of that. And I think it'll be a lot of fun to do it.
Yeah, I think if we can get more men out there listening to this radio show, we would have a really good time. Hey, any word on that cube that you were working on?
Absolutely. I was downtown Dallas yesterday, and I was getting the different aluminum sidings that I'm going to be putting together on it. I also went and met with SMU yesterday, getting the SMU's legal department, or law school there, is helping me do some things. So I should be getting pretty finished up. And back to like the sauce or no sauce, I'm to weld or no weld. I'm really scared about welding those aluminum corners. But I guess gotta jump in and either do it or not. But that party queue is going to be a lot of fun. I was talking to Laura Kelly before the show, and she said her son would love to come out to a cowboy tailgating event that we have out there. And, you know, we get the TVs going and get the radio showing, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Hey,
and
man,
it's not that far away.
Yeah, if there's any men out there that are listening to this, all the support, listening to the radio show, commenting, liking on Facebook, getting on there, getting connected with us here at All In Men's Radio, please do so. Get connected with us. Come talk to us. Come see us so we can start doing more events with you guys.
That's right. I've started an All In Men's Christian meetup site on Meetup. So we'll start be posting some different events on there. You know, some other ideas that we've had is maybe an all-in men's fishing trip, go out and catch some fish. So, you know, put your comments down below, and we'll see if we can find a way to make it happen and go have some fun with some guys and learn more about Christ.
Yeah, you know what? One thing that kind of brings to mind when we talk about fishing is when Jesus fed the 5,000. You know, Jesus came and talking to all these people, and he fed them with, you know, a couple of fish and some loaves of bread.
Mm-hmm. And the neat thing about it, that was only 5,000 men. There was also, they didn't count their women and kids there. So.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I mean, and we don't, you know, I don't know. I kind of always thought Jesus was just kind of, you know, running around. But you think about that. You're looking at maybe 20,000 people at an event to see Jesus Christ. And it really goes to show what a huge figure he was in the world at the time.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's just amazing some of the miracles he did. We could learn from just a lot of stuff, just even trusting in the Lord with everything that he's done.
You think he went with sauce or no sauce, Rudy?
I have to say he probably went with maybe a little bit of sauce.
You think he had a little sauce on the side?
I think he had a little bit of sauce. You know why? Because, you know, we are supposed to be the light of the world, but we are supposed to be, you know, the salt. I can't remember what that scripture verse is, but we are supposed to be salt in
mm-hmm.
this world. You know, not a ton, not a lot, just a little, you know.
Yeah, it gives it flavor.
Yeah, see, just a little bit gives it flavor. So just like we're supposed to be the salt of this world, you know, that's the way I kind of like my food.
I bet
you
that was the best fish and bread that you could ever eat. Can you imagine how good that would be after God prepared that for you?
Oh, man, that's probably some of the best fish ever eaten there.
Oh, man, I can't imagine. Well, we need a few more callers on the line. We're just getting this thing started. This is our third episode, and it's been a lot of fun. I really have enjoyed it. So anybody out there listening, if you guys have any topics you want to talk about, feel free to call in anytime. Give me a call or give me a message here on the webpage. And see what we got. Oh man, the Stars won the other.
The Rangers.
Stars playing. The Mavericks got blown out last night. Oh my gosh.
Did you not watch the Rangers game?
I feel so sorry for them. No, I was watching the Maverick game. It was pretty scary.
Ranger game was good.
Did they win?
I did not watch the rest of it, but the part I saw, they were up. So they were winning pretty good. Let me check the stats. So yesterday, it was 4 Houston, 7 Rangers.
Man, it's a good time to go out to the ballpark and set up and have a little barbecue. We just
yeah.
have a little tailgating deal out there at the Ranger Stadium. That's the thing that's wonderful about here in Arlington where we live. We've got Rangers, we've got Cowboys, we've got college football.
We've got Stars.
We could have a tailgating event every single weekend if you wanted to. I mean, We sit here in Arlington with the largest football stadium in the world. I mean, how lucky can we be?
Yeah, man, there are so many things we could be doing. So, man, we need you guys to help us out. Let us know where you're at, what you're doing, what you want to see done. Please do not hesitate. Call us. Leave us a message right on the Facebook, right on the Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening to this, we would love to hear from you guys. We would love to see you guys. We'd love to get out there at one of your events.
I'm telling you, I think Radio Bob and Barbecue Bob, they'll definitely be there, but we need a few more people. And I tell you, that Radio Bob, he's a character.
He sounds like it.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I think we're getting close here to the end. I think we've come to find out that everyone likes smoking with wood probably better than gas or charcoal. The only thing I like about the gas is it's quick and easy. But, you know, that kind of brings me back to following Christ. Christ is not, you know, cooking with gas is like, it's quick and easy, but following Christ is a long, long, you know, drawn, you know, you have to really, really keep focusing, and the smoke takes a little bit longer, but in the end, it's a whole lot better.
Yep, that it is. I have to say, it's almost kind of like sin. It's easier to do something that's sinful than it is to do something that is righteous, you know, something that is a lot easier to follow.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think probably cooking with propane is like, it's probably the most sinful barbecue thing we can do. But it is the easiest. And when you come home after a long day's work, and you just turn on the little propane knob and cook your steak, It is a lot easier, but man, if you had the time to put a little bit of wood underneath that fire and smoke that for a good 45 minutes, it'd be so much better.
Oh, yeah, man. But you know what? There are some tricks you can do when you're cooking with propane. You know, you can always go out and buy little chunks of wood, like the cherry or the pecan or something like that, and you can get them lit and started and throw them on your propane to where it gives off that smell, that smoke flavor. So those are some little good tips there. Anybody that cooks with propane, if you just put some foil on there and get it going, oh, man, it's good. It smells great.
Yeah, it's just still not the same. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, we got
talking about
look who walked in the door. Pastor Mike.
Pastor Mike, sauce or no sauce?
On your barbecue.
Sauce? So he doesn't know how to barbecue because he's got to put sauce all over it.
Oh, man, that's one of the great flavors of it. So, next question. Would you prefer, how would you have it cooked? Smoked, propane, or charcoal?
Smoked, propane, or charcoal?
Smoked.
We were just talking about how using propane is quick and easy, but it's kind of like sin.
Yeah. You know, we could get ourselves in trouble there, but we have a few more minutes left. So, anybody out there? You can comment on this. You know, how would you like your barbecue cooked? You know, propane, charcoal, or smoked, and if you are sauce or no sauce type of person.
Yep.
Sauce to me is a marinade. What was that? Sauce to me is a marinade. If you got a good enough marinade, you don't have to have a good sauce. So, and Rudy will attest, I'm going to give you a secret to great steaks.
Oh, man. This is what's turning in right here.
You go out and you could go to, I find it at Albertsons. I don't really find it at Walmart, but Albertsons has a marinade that's called Moore's. It's generic in the sense of it's not the teriyaki. It's just called Moore's marinade.
Okay.
Take your steaks, soak them in that for an hour, throw them on the grill. You will not need any A1. That's all I put on it. It's delicious.
Marinate your steaks, guys. We got 10 seconds. Send us out there, Rudy.
All right, well, to all the men, let you know we're here. God bless. May God bless your day, bless your week. If you're close to City Chapel in Arlington, please stop by. We'd love to see you guys. Have a blessed day.
That's all, folks.